people that don't lock their dog up when they live next to a highway.
My entire phone looks like a string of code by the time I'm done paying my car payment.
I go to the first old person I see in the parking lot, ask them if they want one of those, and when they finally say yes, I'm just going to whip it right in front of them and drive away. Oh, it grinds my fucking gears whenever they make all the porn sites make you validate your age.
Yeah, that grinds my fucking gears too. Then you gotta use a VPN.
Fuck all that. I ain't even going that far. That's insane.
I just tried it to see if it would work, and it did work.
I'll take note of that. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm not giving somebody my fucking credit card to watch porn. It's insane. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, wait, they make you put a credit card in?
It's either put a credit card in or, like, I get, what is the other? I forget the other way, but the one way was put in a credit card.
Isn't there, like, an option to put in your ID number and stuff?
No.
Oh, no, I thought you...
take your ID.
Oh, I thought that was the whole ordeal. I guess your credit card is a form of ID, just not without a photo, or not with a photo.
Well, at least Pornhub won't. I don't know what other places are doing, but...
No, that would definitely make sense. That would be a lot easier. And then they get a credit card on file at the same time.
You have to be 21 to have a credit card, but I feel like you could just, like, grab anybody's credit card.
Oh, absolutely.
And it has to be a credit card? It can't be a debit card?
No, you can get a debit card when you're, like, as soon as your parents open a bank account for you and give you a debit card to it. It'd be in your name.
Well, I got a credit card actually when I was like 19 or 20.
I don't know if you can before. Well, you'd be 18, yeah. That's what it is, not
21. Oh, okay, 18. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
All the kids nowadays are going to, well, they're still going to get access to it. There's ways around it, but to have that shit blocked, insane. And yet social media they can be allowed on.
For, like, absolutely no reason.
Yeah, right.
I feel like there should be an age requirement for social media.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, age of drinking should be the age.
Well, that's going a little far. I'd say, like, 18.
18? I mean, there's still high schoolers that are 18. I was 19 in high school.
Damn. I was, like, 17 when I got out.
Oh, shit. You were early.
I'm an early boy.
Yeah, no, I think that if you're able to drink, or if you're not able to drink and you can still go to high school, I don't think you should be able to post on social media, personally.
No, I mean, for sure.
Which would put it at 21, because I think you get kicked out at 21 just due to the alcohol laws. Then you gotta go get your GED.
That'd be fucking wild to be 21 in high school.
That would be
You'd
crazy.
Be super popular.
I'd be super put in prison really quick if we're thinking of the same kind of popular.
Yeah, no, you would definitely go to prison. But you'd be really, really popular.
Until you went to prison. And then they found out what you did. And then I guess you would still be really popular, just the role reversal.
I think the word changes and you become infamous. You're just, you're hated by a lot of people.
Beat the fuck out of you. Or they take you to the showers and the shit out of you.
Yup. One of those.
And there's another word you gotta bleep.
Do what, Kayla?
Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to fix my stuff. What was I gonna say? Oh, I was gonna say, do you know, want to know something that grinds my ears?
What's that?
People that don't lock their dog up when they live next to a highway.
Oh, shit. Elaborate. Elaborate.
I mean, I'm not going to tell the story, but you should just
do
that.
Whose dog did you kill?
I didn't kill no one's dog. I seen someone else's dog get hit by a car, and it was freaking terrible.
Yeah, that shit do be sad.
It was so sad. I literally cried for, like, half the day. But it was, like, brutal.
Well, if you watch it happen in front of you, that's almost worse than, like, hitting them, because you don't get to see that shit when you hit them half the time. But if you're watching that shit, it's pretty brutal looking.
Yeah, I literally watched it go flying through the air. I even tried to, like, give it CPR and stuff. It was terrible.
You went above and beyond. of what most people would do if they saw that. Most people would just sit in their car, drive to their next destination crying.
No, and then the owner came over and was, like, bawling his eyes out. It was so terrible. But in reality, it's the owner's fault because he should have locked his dog up, considering he lives next to a huge, like, busy highway, you know?
Well, even if you're not on a highway, that shit needs to be, they need to stay off the road.
Yeah. God, that made me so mad. That really grinded my gears, you know?
Really grinded my gears. Since we're talking about cars, you know what grinds my fucking gears? Drivers. Like, it is ridiculous, man. Nothing pisses me off more than whenever I'm driving at 65 and there's some old fart driving probably 40 miles an hour and I'm either heading to a job or it's on the weekend and he's just out on his Sunday drive, bro, and there's no way to get around him because it's hilly as all hell. No. That's what pisses me off.
That is funny.
And yeah, tractors.
You know what grinds my gears? When your fucking driver tries to murder you by tractor.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
What?
You want to tell it or you want me to tell it?
You could tell it since you were the murderer.
You were the murderer?
You would be the would-be murderer.
Okay, so me and Kyle were riding in the same truck, and we're heading either back to the shop or to another job, but we've been stuck behind this tractor for a good, and he's going maybe 15 in a 55 all the way, like, through some curvy roads, so there's no, like, passing him. Well, I know there's a straightaway coming up. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and pass him because he's going 15. I'm at the front of the pack, and this is my first chance to actually get around him, so I pull out, and I rev my engine, get up to speed, and I'm passing him. Well, it turns out, as soon as we hit that curve, his house is on the left. I'm on his left. Bro, he has a, like, a, I guess it's a...
He has fucking hay bale forks on it.
Uh-huh. Oh my god, it's like my destination.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This motherfucker takes a 90-degree left turn without checking his fucking mirrors and damn near, like, wiped us out. He finally saw us last second, but...
Oh my god.
He was pretty fucking close to taking out me in the passenger seat.
Jesus. That's terrifying.
If he would have kept taking that turn, it would have cut Kyle's head in half. Those forks were probably, what would you say, a foot or two away from just your window?
Yeah, they were, like, super close to the fucking window. I was, like, leaned over.
It was really, really bad.
And that right before it happened, I was like, man, it would suck if he took a left.
Verbally said that. Yes. And then he fucking did.
That's terrifying. That is terrifying. I almost, speaking of vehicles, though, I almost got killed once because this car, you know how it's like a two-lane road, but one lane goes one way and then the other lane goes another? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
And you can, like, surpass the other person or whatever?
Yeah.
I was driving and I was going over a hill and I guess a car on the other side decided they wanted to pass the car in front of them. So they came and as we're going over this hill, he's like heading straight towards my car. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I yanked my car over to the shoulder, right? Well, he yanks his car towards me and then goes like into my lane, out of my lane, into the ditch, ramps up, flips his car like three times in this person's front yard, lands on all of his wheels and just drives away like nothing happened.
Oh my god.
The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Bro was tweaking.
For yeah, real. That was
crazy.
Tell me you don't have insurance without telling me you don't have insurance.
Literally, dude. It was so scary though. I thought I was gonna freaking die.
Yeah, no, forget that. Have you ever heard the story of whenever me, Kyler, and Devin were heading to Tulsa and we're getting on that on-ramp to the BA Express?
No.
I was in my old Infiniti and we were all hanging out. We were, I can't remember where we were headed. I think we were headed to the mall or something. But we decided that we were going to go take the BA Expressway. Well, You know, whenever you're coming off of 412 going on to the BA, and it's like that one spot coming off of the same off the BA going, you know, to get onto 412 where it gets congested and shit.
Yeah.
Instead of all these cars staying in the right lane and then merging over, everyone was just like in different spots coming off the BA. Some people were in the left lane going onto 412 trying to get over onto the BA, and some people were getting off BA and going back on BA. I'm in my Infiniti, and I'm, you know, it's, I think it's like, I want to say it's like 45, 50 miles an hour. Well, I was probably doing like 60, you know, just coming off. And I go through there, and I had to literally drift left to avoid someone cutting me off, drift back right from someone else trying to cut me off, and just all these people merging out when they're supposed to be yielding. Like, I'm supposed to have the right of way going straight up and getting on the BA. And yeah, all these cars are just like zigzagging through here. Like, no one knew what the fuck they were doing. Nobody did. And Kyler and I swear Kyler and Devin about shit their pants when we were heading up that way. they knew they about died. Like, all of us looked at each other wide-eyed and we're like, oh fuck, like that would have been like, we almost died. And Kyler, that's to this scary day, will tell you I'm one of the best drivers he's ever been with because of that moment.
That's so scary. Did I ever tell you one more car story? But did I ever tell you about that time that this lady almost rear-ended me and Daniel, and she had a kid in the passenger seat? Did I ever tell you about that? We just left Golden Corral, and we were driving, and this car is coming up behind us. She's going like 70 miles an hour in like a 40. And we were like, what the hell, man? She's going to kill someone. And I was like, she's going to ram into the back of these cars coming up, because it was a red light. And sure enough, dude, she freaking smacked into the back of one of those cars. And her and the kid in the front seat's heads hit the windshield. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what an idiot. So I started like taking a picture of her license plate. And this guy was like, man, let me help you. And she started screaming at him and was like, get the fuck away from me. She got in her freaking car, dude, and took off down the road like a hit and run. And she circled back around, and her car was smoking, and her her hood was up on her windshield because she couldn't even see where she was going. And then she ditched her car in a Sutherland's parking lot and took off running, and the cops tackled her.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy. And the guy, the lady that she crashed into the back of her car, had a guy that it was his first day in America, and he just experienced a wreck straight from the airport. It was pretty funny.
It's a good intro. It's a good intro to America.
Yeah. But that was crazy. She was definitely on drugs. And then the cops told us that the car was stolen, so.
Oh, shit. Yeah. She didn't have anything much to lose.
Yeah. That was crazy, man, though.
That guy coming back from the airport was probably like, man, it is like GTA over here.
Yeah, probably. That's so funny.
Kyle, you got anything to grind your gears, brother?
About cars?
About anything.
Just about cars. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that grinds my gears. Oh, I got car stories, but I'll get super mad about that shit. I road rage so hard, man.
Oh, dude, I'm the same way.
But we'll bring it off of cars for a second. Fucking grinds my gears is people that argue over bullshit little land disputes, man. That shit grinds my motherfucking gears.
Wait, what do you mean? On that? Yeah.
Fucking, I'm trying to buy this fucking 2 acres down here. We pretty much got it figured out now. But this has just been a long, drawn-out battle over a 20-foot by 16.5-foot section for a driveway. And it's like, it's under a power line right away. That the motherfucker cannot use it for anything, like, at all. And it's literally on an easement that's designed by the county. You don't have to file for it, nothing, to use it as a roadway. That's what it's designed for. But anyway, long story short, we have every legal right to use it, and this dude's fighting tooth and fucking nail.
Because he doesn't want you to make it into your driveway?
Yeah, pretty much. He's trying to leverage it for some land that he can get off the person I'm buying the land from. It's the whole reason he's being a dick about it.
Oh.
But he finally realized after we got some attorneys involved, he's definitely in the wrong, and he's totally blocked the road off. He's like thrown fucking cinder blocks and shit in there. He put no posted sign, and then he went up to the landowner's gate and fucking put a lock on it. You don't own that shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but Andy's been fucking half-ass threatening people all down around here.
He's gonna threaten the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying, man. But we pretty much got it settled to where he gets nothing, and we still get our access.
Good.
Yeah.
To fight that hard and that annoyingly just for a little strip of land that he can't use, that's just super petty.
Yeah. Well, and the crazy thing is, we didn't try to go behind his back or nothing. I called him. We called him, talked to him. Like, hey, this is what we plan on doing. This is why we're going to do it. Fucking yada yada. And over the phone, he was pretty cool. And then after like a day or two, he was not very cool anymore.
Have you talked to him on the phone since?
No, he's just been texting the shit out of us. Me and the lady that I'm buying the land from.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just harassing the shit out of us. Neither of us has responded to the text either. Because we've already sent him a piece of mail, the attorney has, telling him he has no right to do what he's doing, trying to block us. And he's kind of gone a little crazy. And this lady that I'm buying the land from, she's pretty old, lives by herself, out in the middle of nowhere. And this dude flies up by her house, fucking slams on his horn. She has cameras in her yard that are very obvious. He slams on his horn, fucking locks his wheels up, backs up and like burns out and just fucking slams on his horn, yells something out of his window at this poor woman, and then just fucking burns out as soon as she like starts walking out there towards him.
That's so terrifying.
Yeah.
That's like that TV show Fear Thy Neighbor situation.
But that ain't shit you do in the countryside.
No, yeah. Not even close. No, that's a good way to get shot, for sure.
Yeah, but we've pretty much got it settled, but still, fuck that guy. Solid piece of shit.
People just don't realize that county is so well armed, it's not even funny.
Literally, well, I guess I probably shouldn't say that and DOS myself.
I just cut it out.
Nah. Maybe people are not the whole section anyway.
It wouldn't matter. You know what else grinds my gears, guys?
What?
You ever watch a show and then it ends, but it doesn't have an actual ending like there was supposed to be a season two, whether it ended for, like, a writer's strike like the one in 2008 or the one that just happened this last year, or just for the reason that they just lost budget?
Yeah, that pisses me off. Like, the show I'm watching currently did that to me.
Do you remember watching or has anyone seen the show Heroes?
No.
Whenever season one came out, it was great. Fantastic. They had like a whole bunch of character development going on. And then whenever season two came out, they decided they were just going to rush the shit out of it. Kind of like the way they did with the end of Game of Thrones. They just rushed the hell out of it. Don't get me wrong, the end of Game of Thrones is great, but they did rush it. It just, these shows, they, for whatever reason, the producers just are not wanting to stick with staying the same consistency.
You get people that come and go, or people that have arguments, like the fucking producer has arguments with people or whatever, and boots them off the island.
Exactly. Yeah, there's all kinds of shows that this happens to. And they just either never get a season two, or they just have constant issues. Like, Supernatural ended really well, don't get me wrong, but it definitely could have went on a little bit further, in my opinion.
And that, I didn't like that ending. That shit's fucking wild. Didn't like that.
No, neither did I, if you want to be honest.
That was the biggest ass cop-out, like, ever.
Oh, no, I agree. Caleb, you remember Jericho? Have to do it. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
No, they didn't have to do it, and that's the fucked up part.
Did you say Jericho?
Yes. Do you remember that show?
Fuck yeah. That pissed me off that it didn't end. I mean, they should have made more.
Yeah, exactly. They should have continued making that. Like, it was such a good premise of a TV show.
There was literally nothing wrong with it. It was fine. That really makes me mad.
Like, it literally, I'm pretty sure it ended with, like, and it's been a while since I've seen it, but the main character and I think it's a, either his sister, his little sister, or like a younger female character just like got taken or was heading out and they went to that big city.
Oh, yeah. The, like, trading place?
Yes, and then it just ended. That was it.
Yeah, it was stupid. I hate shows like that. Like, The Stand, which is what I'm watching right now, and it's on Paramount.
Oh, don't ruin it. We're not caught up yet.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just saying that they need to make a season 2, but there's no season 2 in the works, which makes me so mad.
Yeah, because it came out in, what, 2021?
Yeah, and it's so good. It's, like, one of the best TV shows I've watched in a really long time. You know what, though? I really like the limited series TV shows because it has a beginning and it has an end and it's done, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Love that.
Netflix has done really good about that, their limited series.
Yeah, I like that. When
they
started
doing that, they were putting out bangers after bangers.
Yeah, I like that. You should watch the TV show called Midnight Mass. It's a limited series, and that one's really good.
You got another one there, Kyle? I've got probably two more after this.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that grind my gears.
I know one.
Go for it, buddy.
I was going to say, I know one you can relate to. Over-the-phone customer service.
Did you get that figured over the phone or no?
Did I get that figured over the phone?
Yeah.
Which part? What are you talking about?
Are you talking about that call that you had? Or are you talking about just tech support?
Just like tech. Well, I mean, tech support, customer service over the phone. Like, I'm talking like if you're having to like pay a bill or even like ordering parts or trying to do anything. Ordering parts specifically. Like, calling Mr. Daikin is kind of a pain in the ass and a huge waste of time.
Yes. Yeah, it is, dude. That guy. God. Daikin fucking magic.
Daikin fucking magic, buddy.
Anywhere that you go that you have to listen to hold music pretty often, that just sucks. I had to do that shit a lot today.
Yeah, anything with hold music is going to be a pain in the ass. You already know it right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest. That's why I wait.
That's why I wait till morning to make most of my calls.
See, and I've waited to do calls in the morning, but every time that I do that, I'm always like Johnstone or, you know, any of the parts supply houses are always like busy. But if I call them in the, and at the end of the day, so like in the middle of the day is perfect, but man, it in the morning is just terrible. Like,
man, I've yet to have a problem calling in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every time I call, it's like instant, especially with fucking like Linux or anything like that. Any major one, they pick up pretty quick. Or even the local ones. I mean, I honestly have no problems in the morning.
Maybe the times have changed, because it's been a long time since I've called in the morning. But it's typically usually pretty busy, especially after a holiday.
Yeah, and after a holiday, you're just kind of fucked for, like, the whole next week.
And the company or the brand that we sell, oh my god, they're terrible, bro. They're never available, ever. I think me and Josh called them 3 or 4 times throughout the same day, and we did it for 2 days straight, and they just never answered the phone. It was always, like, a good, 5 minutes of them explaining, you know, what's going on, included by a bunch of waiting music and then a sound or a call tone, and then they're like, oh, we're not available right now. All store employees are fucking off somewhere else.
Yeah, that shit's wild, dude. I hate fucking dealing with that.
It's annoying.
Always is.
It's just a huge pain in the ass. And you know how long it takes me to pay my fucking car payment? And it's an automated machine. It's a solid 15 minutes.
Oh, 15
minutes. No, I don't pay it online. I mean, I probably could, but I've done it this way for the last 2 cars I've owned. So I just have always done it this way. I'm kind of a boomer in that way. I just refuse to fucking change. But I just fucking refuse.
Fucking 1900s, baby.
Born in the 1900s.
That's actually so funny.
it takes a solid 15 minutes and probably like 30 buttons. I'm hitting my keypad 30 times.
They're like, what's your full social?
Yeah, exactly. My entire phone looks like a string of code by the time I'm done paying my car payment.
What happened to, like, auto draft, dog?
Oh, yeah.
I don't always pay my car payment at the same time. Like, sometimes I pay it early, sometimes I pay it, like, on the last day, sometimes I pay it when it's due. Like, it's never the same date. And if I pay it early and had it on auto draft, I'm afraid they'd try and take it out twice. And then you can't change that. You have to call your, and they even state, you have to call your bank if you want to make any changes and cancel the payment and do a stop. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'll just call it in when I call it in.
Yeah, I call my car payment in too, but, I don't call it in, I pay it online.
You pay it online? See, I don't even know what my logins are. I have no idea. I've never done that. I get a paper statement every month, and I just have done it this way forever. It's never been a huge issue. It just takes forever to do it. I've gotten good enough to where I can do it while I drive, though. It's just the same fucking buttons.
Gets into car wreck. Driving. Yeah, it gets into car wreck. The cop's like, what were you doing, sir? paying my car payment.
Paying my car payment? You mean the car you're driving right now that you just wrecked? Yes.
You mean the one that you just totaled and will never drive again?
Yes. What about it?
This is America.
This is fucking America. It's fucking Nazi Germany over here. Maybe I can't wreck my car.
What's your badge number?
Jesus. Escalate the whole situation. Can I get your sergeant out here?
How dare you say I was texting and driving? I was trying to pay my car payment.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I just asked if you're okay. Yeah. You're like 200 feet from your vehicle, ma'am.
You were ejected. You've been unconscious for 30 minutes.
It's fucking Thursday now.
Oh yeah. My god. Your hand's still doing the same movements on the keypad.
Keypad? Yeah, what kind of fuck car you drive?
I meant on your phone, entering your information. Because he said he has it memorized.
Ma'am, your foot is scratching the top of your head. You're not okay.
That's too funny. For some reason, whenever you want to think of something that grinds your gears, you know what? That grinds my gears. Whenever you want to think of something and you can't think about it, but whenever you don't want to think about it, you can think about it.
As soon as people start talking, I have something to say, and then as soon as they stop, I forget instantly.
Yep.
Just blank. Just factory reset in my entire brain because someone interrupted me.
Yes.
All the time, honestly.
You know what grinds my gears? When certain people don't show up to the podcast.
Daniel.
It's not like it's even an emergency. It's not like your kid's sick or anything.
Yeah. It's not like you had to take him to the urgent care or anything.
It's not like your month-old baby is sick.
Fuck.
Fucking wild.
Oh shit. All jokes.
I love Danny. Your we baby love you. Danny.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, no, Daniel should be back next week though.
Oh, that fucking place I was at today where I was struggling with that fucking relay. Turns out we had a board in the office.
Oh, no shit.
Which actually worked out pretty good. The only thing was, it was like it was the same board, but it was like the first generation of it. So when I went to, it's communicating, so you had to learn it. And fucking, as I was trying to like program it, it fucking didn't have all the model numbers. Like, it didn't have that particular unit's model number. It like translates to numbers and letters and stuff. And fucking tried it over and over and over again, dude. It would not, like, it just didn't have it on there.
It just didn't accept that. What unit was it? The condenser that it didn't have, or the
Air handler. It was like a CBA 42, and it only had a CBA like CBX models on it. So I just put it as a CBX 42 because on that it only is the tonnage that matters. I guess is what Travis was saying. So,
Yeah, because that's going to determine how many heat strips it has. It should still run the same.
Well, not necessarily.
22 volt DC call.
I think the tonnage. No, I think all it does is tell, like, with the tonnage, it just goes. What does that translate to? The BTUs, I think, is all that translates to on, like, the thermostat and all that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So it just determines the BTUs and CFMs. Did you have to manually input how many strips it had, though?
No, it just knew that automatically. But there is a way to change it, and I did have to. I tried that earlier on that other board before I replaced it. And I, like, forced an update and all that, and it still didn't work. But, like I said, I finally got that thing to the new board to work. I just set it as a CBX42, and it was big chilling.
Well, it's a good thing it was the board. Got it figured out.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better about the situation.
I literally understood nothing of your guys' conversation at all.
Yeah, most people aren't.
You're like, yep. XY, BCA. I'm like, wait, what?
Speaking a whole nother language over here.
Yeah,
yeah, probably, like, ought to not talk about it, honestly.
Not in that, not that. Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, the flux capacitor is attached to...
Literally, I was just like, you know what grinds my gears? Not understanding what the fuck you guys are talking about. No, I'm just joking. But... Do you guys want to know something that does grind my gears that I just thought about?
Go right ahead.
Whenever you're shopping in Walmart and somebody decides that they're going to stop in the middle of the fucking aisle and you got to fucking wait for them to move or be like, excuse me, and then they still don't move, and then you just got to give them a little cart bump, you know? Just like sideswipe the shit out of their cart, and then they'll get the hint after that.
Just drive it like you stole it, man.
Maybe spit at their feet.
We're complaining about real traffic. The fucking most heinous traffic. It's in Walmart, man.
And it's always some little old lady that's like hardcore looking at a label an inch from her face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In a drivable cart too.
Oof. Yeah.
That pisses me off. I'm sorry, old people, but that pisses me off.
Oh, you know what grinds my gears a little more than that in grocery stores is people that are, like, not fucking handicapped or not in some kind of issue. Like, doesn't have an actual, like, physical issue. Like, they're just lazy and they take those stupid riding carts and just drive them all over the store.
Yeah, that pisses me off, too. Not only do they kill the battery whenever they do that shit, because whenever I, like... had my knee surgery, I actually needed them, and there were people out riding them till they died, and I was like, come on, dude, you know?
For real.
Mm-hmm.
That, and they're just fakers. That pisses me off.
Like, I get someone going out and joyriding it, you know, just for the hell of it, but but when if you're actually shopping and you're not disabled, fuck you.
That's fucked up. You're like, you can go do donuts in the parking lot.
Hell yeah. At least I got something out of it.
I go to the first old person I see in the parking lot, ask them if they want one of those, and when they finally say yes, I'm just going to whip it right in front of them and drive away. Into the sunset. My favorite pastime.
Give them the bird as you're doing it.
Uh-huh. I'm going to fake them out. I'm going to play chicken with them.
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, you almost got it. You got to be quicker than that.
You got to be quicker than that.
And then finally I'll come back after like 15 minutes and then I just unplug the battery.
Oof.
I'd be so mad, bro. I
let them get into the actual drive in front of the Walmart and then I pull the battery.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Love you, Dad. Sorry.
Love you, Dad.
That is so
funny. My dad needs that shit.
It's alright. Our mom needed one for a long time. Oh, shit.
Did you say our dad?
Our mom.
Oh, our mom. I was like, what?
You know, I don't ever think that she actually used one.
A mechanical one?
Or I mean, like a Walmart one?
Yeah, like the Walmart one with the basket and shit.
She definitely did. I used to have to go and get them and pull them up.
Oh, did you? I guess I never really went shopping with her.
Because whenever I was a kid, I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to drive that up. But now being an adult with my knee all messed up, whenever it was, I was like, this is really embarrassing. Because one time I was in one and I put the cart in reverse and I started backing up and I hit a display and knocked over a bunch of freaking spices and Reese's. It was so embarrassing, dude. I just looked at Daniel and I said, come help me now. And he was like, no. And he walked away. I was like, fuck you, dude.
Absolutely fucking not.
He said, ma'am, I don't know you.
That's literally what he did. He said no and just walked away.
Unplugs battery, walks away.
This older lady, she came up and helped me after. Oh, that was crazy.
Was she in a cart?
No. She's probably looking at me like, you bitch, I know you're lying. I needed fucking, that cart more than you.
Fucking brace ain't real.
Yeah.
Took the last one of these.
Those crutches are just for show. That's so funny.
And that took you forever to get over that knee surgery.
Yeah, I know. I'm still not over it. What do you mean?
She's like, don't remind me.
Yeah. I still have to go back in and have them redo it, but I'm going to have a doctor look at it in a couple of weeks because Daniel gets health insurance finally.
Yeah, you guys will be set after that. It's going
yeah,
to
but I...
Berkeley, ain't it? Oh,
yeah, gosh, he, yeah, he's... Yeah, he is.
That'll be a lot better for you guys.
Yeah, I have to wait until I, like, solidify my spot at, though, before I'm like, hey, I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I definitely would for sure.
Yeah, I'm talking like I'll probably work there for a year and then get it done.
What's the turnaround time on that?
On my knee, on my a knee surgery?
Yeah.
So depending on what you get done, for me, whenever I had my ACL just repaired, it takes about 12 months for your ACL to be fully like good to go. And then you're supposed to be 6 weeks non-weight-bearing on your knee. You're supposed to be off of your crutches probably like 7 weeks after it. But mine was messed up from the beginning. My doctor sucked. So here I am walking around like a zombie. It was terrible. And I really don't want to do it again. But I also can't keep living like this. But I had a customer literally tell me the other day. They said, wow. You can really limp fast. And I was like, fuck you.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it pisses me off. Or like whenever people see me in public, they'll be like, honey, are you okay? And I'm like, does it look like I'm fucking okay? I'm like, no, I'm not. Give me money. No. I'm just kidding.
Give me all your money. Every yeah. single cent.
Like, pay for my knee to get redone, please. That'll be $50,000 more. Thank you.
Fortunately, this episode was a bit longer than we anticipated. We felt that it was a good stopping point for part one, but part two will be out shortly. Make sure to stay tuned and keep up with all of our rants and other topics in the meantime. Thank you for listening, and please like, subscribe, follow, and share. It really helps the podcast. And if you're feeling charitable, we do have a Patreon. Donations are never expected, but very much appreciated. See you guys on the next one.